Pledge increases his speed, the minivan keeps moving, and he never even considered discontinuing the pursuit. Oh, there was ample evidence of a conscious disregard. In fact, I mentioned a conscious disregard to this jury no less than 19 times in my closing argument. We were very focused about what we had to prove here. And the jury fully understood it needed to find a conscious disregard. When Pledge reached the point 250 feet prior to impact, there was a white dividing line for right-turning traffic. He was still going 90 to 100 miles an hour. How do we know that? Eyewitness, Lindsay Klingend. Here's the question. So, can you give us an estimate of how fast the officer was going as he headed into the intersection? Answer. No objection, by the way. Answer. I would guess he continued between 90 and 100 miles an hour. The admissibility of that testimony is not contested here on appeal. Dr. Alpert says this was a dangerous high-speed pursuit, and he consciously disregarded the safety of everyone. No one's here contesting the admissibility of that evidence. But it's completely disregarded by the trial judge.